5 Ways You Qualify as a Cuckold. Hello there, intelligent phone fantasy fans. Today we begin a look at one of the top 5 calls I get. Men who fantasize about being a cuckold. Some who want to become a cuckold. Or men who are cuckolds. There are a few personality and kink traits that qualify you as a cuckold. So let's take a look. Do you qualify? Qualifying as a cuckold, becoming aroused. You know you do. Your wiggle monster starts doing that pants dance at the thought. Trust me, there are plenty of men out there that if they thought similar would not be aroused. Period. Your arousal is what makes you a cuck. Do you qualify as a cuckold? Do you have an inadequate dick? I've written before about this interesting aspect of cuckoldry. It really doesn't matter the size of your male dangle. Just something about it just doesn't hold up its end of the bargain. It could mean you have a small penis. Even if you are sporting an average or better sized penis, there's always a bigger dick than yours that your lady will come to desire more than yours. It could mean that you prematurely ejaculate. Perhaps you get a hard-on, and when angling that fuck monster to the promised land, it got limp, like the sketty you tossed on the wall last night. Whatever it is, you just don't have what it takes in the penile department, right? Qualifying as a cuckold, humiliation, even at its most sensual and seductive forms. Cuckolding and humiliation go hand in hand. It's the key element that differentiates cuckolding from group sex, in my opinion. Even if you're not involved in the sex, or if you're standing by or assisting in any way, your lady, being banged by a rock-hard stud is gonna hurt. Hurt so fucking good. Qualifying as a cuckold cocksucker. Of course, there are all kinds of cucks. You don't necessarily have to be bi or gay and want that kind of interaction. What kind of cuck you are depends on what your psyche can handle. Many live their lives knowing their wife is fucking a big hung stud, and the only evidence of the interaction is a cream pie and a smile. You're still a cuck. But more than the majority of cucks end up sucking cock. Fluffer boy. So tell me, are you able to push those boundaries? If not today, then perhaps tomorrow. You know you don't have a chance if mistress wants you to kneel and submit and fluff. Qualifying as a cuckold anal sex. Just as the above with the cock sucking, you qualify as a cuck if you desire anal penetration. Not necessarily from the bull, mind you. But when you think of submitting your mind and your body to mistress, while you fluff her stud, you feel her soft hands on your ass, spreading you wide, lubing you up, and fucking your rear slut hole, while her stud fucks your other slut hole. That, my dear readers, is the epitome of cuckoldry. Now, I hear you saying, but Erica, what about submission? Isn't submission an important part of cuckolding? Oh, yes, my pet, it is. All of the above does require you to submit. And on my next blog, we'll talk about cuckolding submission a bit more, the training that may be involved, and how to fully condition your submissive so that boundaries can be pushed and find out just how far your cuckolding will go. Until we chat, Mistress Erica of Intelligent Phone Fantasy. For your erotic cuckolding session, call 1-800-601-6975.